Today's Tanya, the 20th of Teves, is in chapter 13, Perek Yud Gimel. It's on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 58. The Alter Rebbe is describing the condition of the animal soul in a Beinoni, in that the animal soul, where it lives in its place, hasn't changed or been displaced at all, which means that in the animal soul's feelings, the animal soul's opinions, here the Beinoni has not been able to bring about any change at all, and the control that the Beinoni does have is in the garments of the animal soul, in not allowing any expression of its feelings, of its opinions, in thought, speech, or deed, which would use the body, the mouth, the mind, the hands, or so on. This the Beinoni can control and does control completely and constantly. But in the animal soul itself, no change has taken place, and even during davening, when the Beinoni feels no attraction to physical things, the animal soul's feelings are neutralized. That is only temporary. It's like a person being asleep, and after the davening, it can and does come back. At the colon, about 8 lines from the top. Now this love that a Beinoni has during the davening, the love that overwhelms the animal soul and silences the animal soul's feelings, which comes as a result of the godly soul's overwhelming the animal soul. Compared to the level of tzaddikim, who serve God with absolute truth, ein bechinas avazu nikras b'shem avedas emes klal. This love that the Beinoni has would not be called a true aveda at all compared to the love of the tzaddik. Why? Because it passes, because it leaves after the davening, the love is not there anymore. Therefore, it is temporary, and temporariness implies falseness. Because it says, "See, if svas emes tikein laad, that which is true is established forever, the ad argia, and that which is momentary is loshen sheke, is falsehood. So that which doesn't last is considered false. Not only when it stops existing, but even while it exists, it is already not true, it is already considered false, because it will eventually stop existing. And in spite of this, in spite of the fact that when we compare the love of the Beinoni to the love of the Tzaddik, the Beinoni's love is untrue, yet, legabi madreges ha-Beinonim, but on the level of the Beinoni, Nikras Avedotamo Be'emes La'amite Shalahem. It is called a complete service, and it is absolutely true on their level, on the level of the Beinoni. Ish kefi madrigose be'madriges ha-Beinonim. Each person according to his level within the category of Beinoni. Harei nikeire ba'avosam shebetfilosam gam kein svas emes tikein la'ad. And we can describe their love, the love that they feel during the davening, as truth that is established forever. Since it is within their power, their godly soul is able to arouse this love over and over again. By strengthening itself during the davening, day by day, so that every day when the Beinoni comes to daven, he can reawaken that love and bring it back. Therefore, the love is permanent in a certain sense, in that it is permanently available, in potential it is permanently there, and that's why the Beinoni can arouse it every day, whenever he wants. So the difference between the tzaddik and the Beinoni is that in the tzaddik, the love is active constantly, without interruption, without failure. Whereas in the Beinoni, the activeness of the godly soul is not continuous. The love is not always activated. But in potential, the love is always there and available to the Beinoni, and therefore that love is considered constant, and it therefore can be considered true. Whereas in Arasha, a person who is not on the level of the Beinoni, even if he tried, he couldn't always arouse this love. And therefore, to him, it wouldn't be available, even in potential, at all times. So this availability, the state of the love that is available in a state of potentiality at all times to the Beinoni, this is a constant, and therefore it can be described as absolute truth. The Beinoni can reawaken this love every day through proper preparation, each soul according to its needs, kifi erko madrigoso, according to its standing and according to its level. Some souls need more of a preparation to arouse the love, and some souls need little preparation. Hine midas emes imidoso shel yankiv. The attribute of truth is the attribute of Yaakov. Avraham was kindness, and Yitzchak is severity, and Yaakov is emes. Titein emes le-Yaakov. Hanikra, this element is, of truth, is called, referred to as Briach Hatichein, the middle beam, the middle post, Hamavriach min hakotze al-hakotze, that traverses from one end to the other. In the construction of the Mishkan, the boards stood upright and were held together by three beams, three poles. One pole went through the rings that were connected to the post, to the beams. Each beam had a ring on it, and the pole would go through the rings, and thereby keeping all the beams together. So there was one pole that went through the rings at the top of the beams, and there's another pole that went through the rings at the bottom of the beams. Then there was a third pole. The third pole didn't go through rings attached to the beams, but went through the beams themselves. In other words, in the side of each beam, they drilled a hole, and this hole continued through each of the beams, and then a pole was fitted into those drilled holes that went from one end of the Mishkan to the other, so that the pole was inserted through the drilled hole on one end of the Mishkan, and it went through the holes of each post. When it came to the corner, it turned the corner miraculously and went through the beams of that, the post or the beams of that wall, and then when it came to the second corner, it turned again, and in that way, there was one pole that traversed through the holes, through the drilled holes of all the poles, tying them all together to each other. And that middle pole that went through the thickness of the beams, that's called the Briach HaTichein. That is called the bolt through the middle, which traverses from one end to the other. And that is the attribute of Emes. Emes is everywhere. It's from one end to the other. And that's why the word Emes is made up of the three letters, Aleph, Mem, Tav. Aleph is the first letter, Mem is the middle letter, and Tav is the last letter. Because truth fills everywhere. And then the other thing is that where is truth found? It is found within everything. And that's why this pole went through the middle of the beams, not through the rings attached to the beams. So this is Nikra Briach HaTichein HaMavriach Min HaKotze El HaKotze. This is the middle pole that goes from one end through one end, from one end through to the other. Mireim HaMailos U'Madreges HaTzeif Kol Dargin, from the highest level down to the lowest level. It covers all levels. Uvechol Mailo Madrega, and with each level, within each level, Mavriach Teich Nekudo HaEmtzais, it traverses, it enters, and it exists within the core or the middle of each level. Shehi Nekudas Ubechinas Midas Emes Shelo, the core of everything is its truth. So truth enters and traverses through everything by connecting to the element of truth, which is the core of everything. And in that way, truth exists everywhere and on any and every level. Midas emes he nachlo b'li mitzorim ve'en lo shiur l'mayla adreim ha'maylis v'chol maylis u'madregi shalamato him ka'ayim l'gabi maylis u'madregi shalamayla mehem. Truth is an endless thing. It is infinite, and therefore it reaches higher and higher, and every level that is lower than the level above it is not merely one step below, but is infinitely lower. Kiyadua liyedechein, as is known to those who study Kabbalah, shebechinas reishu meichen shel madreges hatachteinis, that the head, the highest part of the lower level, hein lemato min bechinas akvayim veragli madreges elyenis mehen, are lower than the heels and the feet of that level which is above it. In other words, the highest part of the lower level is inferior to the lowest part of the higher level. Ukamai Merizal, as the Gemara expresses it concerning the angels, Ragle Hachayis Kenegit Kula, that the Gemara describes all sorts of angels, higher and higher, and then says that even the highest angel is lower than the feet of the Chayis, which is a level higher than them. So in Emes, although Emes is one, there's only one truth, but this one truth comes in many forms, because truth is everywhere, and therefore exists on every level. The idea behind this is that when we say that something is endless or infinite, and therefore it is everywhere, it is omnipresent, this can be in one of two ways. It is either everywhere because of its infinity, because of its power. Nothing can block it, nothing can stop it, and therefore it will exist everywhere, whether the place in which it exists is conducive or receptive to it or not. Whereas that which is finite fits in certain places but doesn't fit in other places. Seichel will be found in the head, but it won't be found in the foot. Whereas will exists in the foot as readily as it exists in the head, because the will, the ratzin, is not concerned with being received or welcomed by the place in which it goes. It overwhelms the place, and therefore it overwhelms the mind and affects the mind, and it equally overwhelms the foot and affects the foot. So when a person wants to think, he immediately thinks. When a person wants to move his foot moves immediately. So that's because of the power of will. Emes is also everywhere, but not for the same reason. Emes is everywhere because everywhere there is emes. In other words, the levels, the higher levels and the lower levels, where we say that truth is present in all of them, it's not that truth is present everywhere, in spite of the places in which it is present, not that truth overwhelms and that truth forces itself even into places that are untrue, but rather that truth is so real, it is so true, that there can't be an existence or a condition that is devoid of truth. Not because truth imposes itself, but because the thing itself can't be without truth. Or in different words, if the truth really is true, then it is true of everything. So it's not that truth is a external thing. It exists separate from every place else and from everything else. Everything else is untrue. But truth imposes itself. Truth is everywhere because there is no such falsehood. There's no such condition that doesn't have an intrinsic truth of its own. And that truth is the same as all truth. It's not a separate truth. There's only one truth, but this one truth is the truth of everything. Not only is it true everywhere. So that truth exists on the level of tzaddik, and it exists on the level of beinoni. So that the love of the beinoni in the beinoni is absolutely true. And why is it absolutely true? Because truth connects to the beinoni in the core of the beinoni, which is the truth in the beinoni. And the truth in the beinoni is the same truth as the truth in the tzaddik. Even though, concerning the levels, the beinoni's level is infinitely lower than the tzaddik's. But that's the greatness of truth, that not only does it exist in spite of things that are lower and not as true, not only does it exist there in spite of the beinonis, for example, but it exists in the beinoni because the beinoni can't be without truth. So that although the beinoni is in fact infinitely lower than the tzaddik, yet the truth in the beinoni is as true as the truth in the tzaddik. In the Hayem Yem, for the 20th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that the Mittler Rebbe once answered someone at Yechidus that when two Jews discuss a problem in Aveda and they study together, then you have two godly souls against one animal soul. And in that way, you're sure to find a solution to whatever the problem is. Now, although two people discussing a problem also represent the presence of two animal souls, so why is it two godly souls against one animal soul? It should be two godly souls against two animal souls. But that's because the two godly souls work together to solve a common problem. The two animal souls never work together. The animal souls are naturally self-centered and selfish. So the animal souls don't cooperate. So you have only the one animal soul that is creating this problem that is being discussed, and two godly souls together working out a solution for this one animal soul.